స్టార్ట్ ఒక ప్రశాంతి మంత్ర ఫ్రమ్ సమవేద. ఓం ఆప్యాయంతు మంగాని ప్రాణ చక్షుశ్రోత్రం తోబలం ఇంద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. According to the lunar calendar, today is a new year. It's according to the lunar calendar. Lunar calendar, 12 months, starting from Chaitra. Today is the Chaitra first, Chaitra month, first day, till Phalguni. Phalguni, last day, Amavasya, yesterday. It is, according to the lunar calendar, it's 355 days. 355 days makes 1 year. According to the lunar calendar, it's 355 days. Chaitra Pratipat to Phalguni Amavasya, 355 days. It is called as Anu Samvatsara. Anu, it's a shortened form of Samvatsara. According to the solar calendar, it comes according to the Sankramana. It's around 14th April, 14th or 15th of April. It comes on that one. It is that one from Mesha month, Mesha to its Meena. It's 365 days. That is called as Samvatsara. And another one, people calculate based on the nakshatra, on the stars. 27 stars are there times 12. It's 324 days. It is called as it's another, according to the it's a nakshatra masa. There is another one is according to the lunar Anu Samvatsara, and other one solar is Samvatsara according to the nakshatra. It is called as Ida Samvatsara. Between the solar and lunar, the average is 360 days. For accounting purpose, they use business people, they use 365 days as a mark. And the difference between the lunar and solar, there's a 10 days every year. So after 3 years, they add one more month is added. It's called as Adhikamasa. One extra month is added to compensate that one. And in the solar, 365 days, there is a quarter is there. For every 4 years, one leap year is added to adjust that one. And today is one complete year. And without knowing, our life is slowly ebbing away. So today, every year has a name. It's called as, this year's name is called as Vilamba Nama Samvatsara. Vilamba means it is you are delaying. You are putting emphasis on trivial things in your life. You are not putting importance to what is most important. You are procrastinating your life. Vilamba, you are delaying things. What the importance you should have given on what, you are not putting on the important things. You are putting emphasis on the trivial things. It is a reminder for all of us. It's this year, it says Vilamba. It says you are delaying. It's a warning for for every one of us. And in Bhajagovindam, in the shloka, Dinaya Minyau Sayam Prataha Shishira Vasanto Punarayataha Kalaha Kridati Gachati Ayuhu Tadapina Munchati Asha Vayuhu Asha Pashaha Bhajagovindam Bhajagovindam Govindam Bhajamudamate. Dinaya Minyam, it's a day comes and evening comes. Dinaya Minyam, Sayam, evening. And summer comes, spring comes, and winter comes. And Shishira Vasanto Punarayataha. Time is ebbing away. Time is playing. Our life is ebbing away. Life is passing. We are inching towards our death. Still, you are taking delight in the trivial things in your life. Awake, awake. That's the mantra that this mantra is related to that shloka, Dinaya Minyam. And this Vilamba Nama Samvatsara, put your importance on the trivial things in your life. And Bhagavad Gita says, what is the solution? Solution, tasmat ajnanajam sambhutam hristam jnanasinatmanah chityenam samshayam yogam matishto uttishta bharata. You are confused. You are confused. You are putting trivial importance on the trivial things in your life. Remove that ignorance. Fill it with knowledge. Ajnan, your heart. May the heart be filled with knowledge. Sambhutam, Christam, with cut asunder all the doubts. And you have to get up. This is the time, it's a reckon, this Vilambana Matsamatsara, it is a reckoning for every one of us. Tasmat, you have to get up. You have to get up, and otherwise, by many people, they say, it is like I joined my workforce like yesterday, I'm already retired. Without knowing, children maybe 30 years, oh, it is as if he was a small boy. So quickly, he has become 30 years. That is, we are very fast, inching towards the death. This snake's mouth, Bhagavatam says, we are entering into the snake's mouth, snake of death. Unknowingly, we are entering. Before that, put importance, emphasis on what is important in your life. Otherwise, time won't wait for anyone. Life is precious. Put emphasis on important things and do them. What has to be achieved in your life? Achieve that one. Do not delay. And from today is the Chaitra first day. First, it's a Chaitra Masa. Here to the 9 days, it is called as Ramanavami. It's a, in our life, last time also I mentioned, we need a role model. We lack role models. In Ramayana, there are two Navaratri, the 2 9-day celebrations are there. One is in the Chaitra Masa, Chaitra to Pratipat to Navami, and another one is comes in Navaratri. Navaratri, 9 nights, this is 9 days. 9 days of celebration. It's a Ramanavami. It's an inspiration for all the sadhakas. The Lord has given a role model that he himself has shown as a husband, as a king, as a son, as a father, and how to lead a life. As a king, how to lead a life. And Ramanavami has 7 sections, Balakanda, Ayodhya Kanda, then Aranya Kanda, Kishkinda Kanda, Sundara Kanda, and Yuddha Kanda, and the last section is called as Uttara Kanda. Like in Vedas, the end, culmination, cream of Veda is called as Vedanta. The cream of Ramayana, it is in Uttara Kanda. Many of the readers, they ignore that part. It is like Vedanta in Veda. It's a cream of Ramayana is contained in the Uttarakanda. Uttara means answer. Answer to all the questions. Many people doubt that how come if Rama is a Lord, how can he can cry? How can he can, he acted like a human? It's all the answers are given in the last section called as Uttarakanda. Uttarakanda, it's like a Vedanta insight into the, it's a Valmiki, the greatness of the Valmiki is shown, it's in the Uttarakanda. When I was reading the Uttarakanda, when it came to the conclusion that I became it's a bit angry against Valmiki, how come he can conclude Ramayana? So beautifully written, how come he can conclude Ramayana? So beautifully written, Uttarakanda. It's unknowingly when you read that one, tears, joys of tears flows through your ears. It's a greatness of Ramayana, and you should, from today to the 9 days, do the contemplate on the greatness of Rama, that the characters, great characters of Rama, so that our inner purification also happens. Lie down on your back.